This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We are joined on the line, Tom and I are joined on the line with Benjamin Norris from Big Brother. Hey.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Really good, thank you. Now,
that's amazing.
Where are you at the moment?
Well, I'm in Queensland, which, as far as I'm concerned, is the place that no one thought the vote was going to be over 60%. You know, like everyone was saying, you know, Queensland, that, you know, it's a state that wasn't going to support it. I'd been nervous. I've been doing a lot of nervous poos this morning before it all went off. I shouldn't say that on radio. But, yeah, and then when it came on, I didn't expect to have such an emotional response, but I was crying. And then people started texting me. I had 600 text messages within, like, about a couple of minutes. One of them was from my mother, and I'm, like, reading this message, crying more. But I don't know about you guys, and I don't know whether the rest of Australia feels the same way, but I feel as though someone's had an opinion of me my whole life, and it's been changed. And I didn't expect that that was going to be the emotional response that I was going to have.
Yeah, and it's just incredible to think that out of the 79% of Australians that have responded, 61% of those people have basically affirmed the validity of same-sex relationships.
And you know what, guys? I said very early this morning on Twitter, and, you know, I might be like Donald Trump tweeting from the toilet bowl, but I was saying that if it's a yes, I would invite all of Australia to this wedding, because obviously my partner Ben and I have been engaged now for 5 years.
That's correct. 5 years, you did it live on TV. When you
When I won, I proposed live on television, which was fine. But, you know, obviously from having a small amount of notoriety from being on television, you get a following. And these people, I've now invited them all to this wedding. So, guys, I am going to need to make some money to be able to pay for all of these dinners. I don't know how much it's going to be per head. Might have to be like 25 cents. Everyone's getting like a lollipop.
So Australia should all buy a hat to come to Benjamin's wedding.
Well, we'll do it in Melbourne because, you know, we're from Melbourne. And, you know, after Big Brother, I've been doing quite a lot of work around Australia. But Melbourne is my home, and Ben's family is there and my family is there. So, look, a Ben and Ben wedding is on its way.
Excellent. So come back to Melbourne, the most inclusive city in Australia.
Well, guess what, guys? I'm flying home just to be there for it today. So I'm going to be in Melbourne in a couple of hours, and I'm going to go straight to the north side of Victoria, because I believe, of Melbourne, but I believe that's where the bigger parties are happening.
Oh, of course. Now, of course, there is the party down on Lygon Street in front of Trades Hall, but there's also bunch of venues that are opened extended hours across Melbourne. So look out for that for sure.
Well, I'm going to be down there. So, like, if people see me, make sure that they come up and give me a high five. I warn you, though, I'm a highly emotional person, so probably be just crying and hugging strangers, which is what we all should be doing in Australia.
It's what Australia should be doing today on a day of celebration.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I'm in Brisbane Airport right now, and it's so funny that you just see so many people who you've never met before, you know, coming up and saying congratulations, saying well done. And, you know, this is a day that for the rest of our lives we will never forget. And, you know, just so powerful. And I hope that anyone that's listening to the show right now, that they feel like it's a huge pat on the back.
Yeah, it's just an incredible feeling. Definitely in Melbourne, there's such a buzz here. It is just like people just hugging each other everywhere. It's unprecedented. I've never seen this level of love happening in Melbourne in my entire existence.
Well, you know what? I ended up doing this interview with Ben. Like, they were still going through the stats on the TV, and I got a phone call straight away from one of the girls' magazines, you know, like one of the big national magazines, and I cried the whole way through the interview. I still was able to make sense, but I was still so emotional, and it's just such a surreal moment for me, and I think it's going to be a surreal moment for a lot of people, but, you know, I think it's going to be a day of some drinking now.
Yes, Benjamin.
Look, alcohol.
Melbourne's waiting for you to get back here and party with us tonight. So we're here to celebrate.
Will you guys meet me? Are you going to meet me?
Oh, we're going to be there for sure.
Keep an eye out for us.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time on the line today, Benjamin.
And I'm so sorry I sound really pumped because I had all these people yelling at me, get off my phone, because my plane was landing as I started this interview. So if I sound a little bit puffed, I apologize. And to the people on Qantas, I also apologize for using my phone. Actually, security's coming for me now.
Thank you so much. That is Benjamin Norris, 2012 Big Brother winner, who proposed to his partner in the finale of Big Brother.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.